Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the first live edition, 2022. A new year, same old results. Packers, NFC Central champions. I guess it's the North now. Hell, we're divisional champions. We got a bye all the way through the playoffs. Better luck next year, everybody else. Hopefully we won't blow it again this year. And I got to tell you, it's also an exciting day for Devil Radio and Devil's Advocates, this little product, because we got a new radio station as of today. Went on the air this morning about 10:30 a.m. AM 540 WAUK, and that originates from Jackson, Wisconsin. That's a little north, northwest of Milwaukee. And then there's a an FM signal that originates in Waukesha County. We're calling it the Shaw 101 FM. And anyone that's tuned into this radio show more than once has probably heard me tell the story of Righty Whitey Talk Radio in the state of Wisconsin. Well, you're in for a rare treat because I'm going to tell it again. There are 81 right-wing talk radio stations in the state of Wisconsin, and they produce about 235 hours a day of Righty Whitey Talk Radio content. And that's not even talking about the church channels. That's not even talking about the religious channels where they preach from the pulpit. That's just talking about the pure right-wing talk radio outfits. And in the southeastern Wisconsin marketplace, in the Milwaukee metro, in Milwaukee, at least as a media market, it's Milwaukee, it's Racine, Kenosha. And the combined media market, I believe 42nd in the nation currently, about 1.5 million. That's what they consider the media market to be. Well, we've tried this before. I've been to Milwaukee. Some of you may know about 5 years ago, February 1st, 2017, I bought my first radio station. Oh, were those heady and ignorant days for me, because I didn't know what the hell I was doing and did it wrong. And how do I know I did it wrong? Because I failed to succeed. And if you fail to succeed, you're probably doing it wrong. So, you know, going back a little wiser, I would hope, a little broker, but a little wiser. And this time we're making a different approach. I'm going into Waukesha, and we have rented office space in downtown Waukesha, 217 Wisconsin Avenue. Wisconsin Avenue is the street that the Waukesha Parade ended on. And we have a storefront. We used to have a storefront on Brady Street, Milwaukee. Well, now we've got a storefront on Wisconsin Avenue, right off downtown Waukesha. And it's going to take us about 6 weeks from now. But when the full, robust internet fiber is there, we're going to originate a lot of programming from Waukesha, from that little studio there. And our pal Matt Flynn, well, he's going to play in both markets. Our pal Earl Ingram is getting something of a promotion. He's getting his morning shift back, 8 to 11, in the Waukesha market only. And we'll keep Stephanie Miller here in Madison. And Tom Hartman, he's a standard. He'll play in both markets. And our pals, Luke and Brian, they'll be dueling their tangents each afternoon at 2 o'clock. And eventually, this little product, the Devil's Advocates, well, we're going to expand back to a three-hour shift, as is only natural. And I'm going to take on Belling head-to-head best I can in the Milwaukee media market. Now, I would point out right-wing talk radio currently in the Milwaukee media market, number 42, 1.5 million, Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha. About 10% of all the people in Milwaukee right now that have radios, and that's pretty much everyone, they're listening to Mark Belling. And about 8% of them are listening to the afternoon show over on WTMJ. And when you look at the combined listenership, and these are two AM radio products, 620 AM WTMJ, and Craig Karmazan and Good Karma Brands owns WTMJ since 2018. And they moved what used to be ESPN radio off 540 AM. They bought a new FM, 94.5 FM. And Karmazan is WTMJ, and he's Black Talk, the Truth 101.7, and that's a station I'm very familiar with. Some of you might be as well. And then he's got his ESPN. And I bought the former, or at least I'm in the process of buying, and it has taken months. This process has been going on, I would say, at least in my mind, 15 months. This little dance. 15 months. The day I sold Karmazan, my last radio station in Milwaukee, I did so only under the circumstance that if I approached him and tried to buy his spare, quote-unquote, 540 AM, he would sell it to me. And he's a man of his word, and he is selling it to me. And pretty soon, it'll take like 90 to 120 days. You can't buy a radio station without the permission of the FCC. So we got to ask the FCC, and this is normal procedure, and I've done this once or twice or three or four times. So I'm quite hopeful that the FCC is going to see things my way and make a prompt approval of my application to be the station owner. And, you know, mid-spring, we'll actually see that transition happen. But I think we've got to have this conversation in the Milwaukee Metro. I think it is more prudent for us to have this conversation originating from Waukesha. And I know some people are out there going, Waukesha, come on, Crudy, what are you thinking? Why would you go to Waukesha? Well, Waukesha has the third largest number of Democratic votes in the state of Wisconsin. This very red county, Waukesha County, y'all think Waukesha, you think Republican stronghold. Well, you know what? 159,000 Waukesha voters voted for Donald Trump, but 105,000 Waukesha voters voted for Joe Biden. And they're not all going to listen to the Shaw or WAUK, but I wish they would, a lot of them. And those fine Waukesha area and Milwaukee area listeners, I need them to support the new sponsors. When we roll them out, I need them to be supported. And in the short run, we're going to, let's just say, lead with a giving hand. I forget how that saying goes. But here's my bright idea. As we venture into Waukesha, Wisconsin, and this is community. It's a neat community. I do like Waukesha quite a bit. I've owned land there for about 5 years prior. And I sold the land with the last radio station. And if I ever had a regret about the prior radio station, it's that I try to take a Waukesha radio station and pretend like I was some Milwaukee big shot. And I try to compete with big radio outfits like iHeartMedia and WTMJ, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I got stomped because I could not compete. But the lower the number, and AM's weird science, folks, but the lower the number, the better. So WTMJ has got a lot of power and a low number. And we've got less power, but we've got a very low number. So this AM signal, and it is a 24-hour signal, unlike the first AM radio station I ever bought, WTTN, those that listen, out in Columbia, Dodge, and some of the counties in between, they know that turns off with the sunset. WTTN is going to shut down soon. And if you go up north, if you go up to Green Bay, you don't get the same strong WAUK signal during the nighttime. We do power down. But over the Milwaukee Metro, it's going to be very consistent. It's going to be the same signal. If you can hear it, you can hear it 24/7. And if you're out in Waukesha, you get this powerful little FM, this loud. It's loud. I like loud. I'm in radio. I like loud. So we got this loud little FM in the Shaw. We're going to call it the Shaw. How do you like that for a name? The Shaw.
Catchy. Looks good on a shirt.
I was persuaded. that the Shaw was the right moniker for our new little radio endeavor in Waukesha. So that is our big news. I've been keeping secrets for months from you people. And we are in line, in queue, to purchase WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM, a FM translator in Waukesha County, from WTMJ, from Good Karma Brands, Milwaukee. And in the meantime, we've taken operational control effective 10:30 a.m. January 3rd. That's today. And we're on the air. And I think it's important that we are on the air. And so we're going to give away some advertising in support of the Waukesha community. I mean, a lot of advertising, $50,000 worth of advertising. We're going to start accepting applications for advertising grants on our radio stations, obviously. And we're going to start giving those out. You know, they'll play out through the first quarter and through April of this year. And, you know, we've got some bonus political coverage. We've got a mayoral race in Milwaukee. And hell, rumor on the street is we may have a mayoral race in Waukesha. We'll monitor that space. But we're very excited, and it is going to be run as a Waukesha First station as quickly as we can get our facilities built out. Our beloved Brian Mad Dog Kelly will be the operations manager in Waukesha. He's a Milwaukee-based guy, and so he'll stop commuting. He will base out of our new facility, 217 Wisconsin Avenue. Give us like 6 weeks, and we'll be fully up to speed. And Crudy will be doing a three-hour show again, Devil's Advocates. Have to get some fine co-devils. So anyways, phone lines are open. We're doing our best. This is my bright idea. This is the best idea I can come up with. And I got to tell you, I'm nervous as hell. I stress painted the Waukesha Studios yesterday. I went over there for like 5 hours and just painted just to have something to do. Because normally I tell you people, that's how I relieve myself of my burdens. This microphone is my confessional. Well, I confess, I've been hiding a secret from all you fine people. Southeastern Wisconsin, Waukesha specifically, Milwaukee, the greater metro. We're back, baby. And we're going to try to move the political needle, and we're going to start in Waukesha County. And most importantly, we're going to try and connect with the community, and we're going to try to do some good deeds. There are good people in Waukesha. I met them, a few of them. We're going to make more. Keep listening. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Very excited about our new affiliates in Waukesha and Jackson, Wisconsin. 540 AM WAUK, 101 FM, The Shaw. Come back. Phone lines, they're open. 844-96.